Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brust and Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at sidingunlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey!
Like I said, hey. If you're going to do something stupid, put yourself on video for YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
The whitest guy in the world.
Hey! 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 I knew I did it in the locker room before. Hey! Hey!
Of course, after a win.
Hey! Hey!
Strofe was totally the guy.
Boom!
I feel like I'm...
Boom! Boom! Boom!
You guys aren't together.
Let's go!
I'm pretty hyped, honestly.
You know how
great.
You know how we've kind of nailed Alex Strofe as a youngling growing up.
Hey, hey.
All right.
Hey, 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 hey.
We got a show to do.
Go back, go,
go, pal.
Not in rhythm.
I'm hyped.
You're hyped.
I'm hyped.
Bro, I'm hyped now.
That was a show, baby. Ready to go, bro, baby.
It's, just, it's hard to get hyped when I'm looking at that.
Let's go.
Hey, hey.
I can tell. Strofe been to the party before.
Let's finish strong, boys.
Strofe with the white dude that grabbed the brothers and started going, hey. Yeah.
Who invited this guy? How did he get in here?
Nah, it was cool. He's like, all right, come on. Come on, skinny guy.
Skinny guy.
Yeah,
he reminds me of like the really unathletic teammate.
From laughing.
When you do the starting lineups, and then you get in a huddle, and then he dances. You were totally that guy.
You're just insulting me because you're insecure that I came up with a funny bit and you didn't.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Half Baked?
What?
Movie Half Baked?
I have not.
Oh.
He's not invited.
I'm going to call him Roach or B-Rabbit. 8 Mile?
Yeah, B-Rabbit's 8 Mile.
Is this our way of distracting ourselves from Giannis deleting everything of the Bucks on social media?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, ain't no A's and parties for that.
Well, going back to 2021, I think it is.
Yeah, the championship.
Yep. Scrubbing everything since the victory.
Yeah.
Kyle, you're in green.
Yeah, Packers and Bucks. And that's not a good sign. Let me tell you, as somebody who has... been part of rocky relationships before, full of drama, and somebody who loves to be nosy. When you on social media and somebody scrubs photos, that's a bad sign. So Detective Kyle, when I'm on social media and I see if I'm scrolling, all of a sudden I say, that seems odd. What happened to the pictures of her and her boyfriend or him and his girlfriend? Let me click on the profile and do some snooping. And if you do some snooping on Giannis Antetokounmpo's profile, you will find that there is trouble in paradise right now. The Milwaukee Bucks lost to the Wizards, and the reaction that your superstar player had was to scrub his social media of 2025, 2024, 2022. Oh, my gosh. He just erased the last 4 years of his life right now. That is a bad sign.
Midlife crisis? Mid-basketball career crisis?
Career?
He ain't no crisis. Giannis is just telling us right now, this is a sign. Y'all better enjoy it while it lasts because it may be over. It may be over. So I'm going to enjoy this last, 4 months of basketball we got. And then we're going to realize we're going to remember what it was like back pre-Giannis.
But we won't be able to go. We won't be able to go look at what he did. Because he deleted it.
Better go to YouTube, go watch the highlights.
Somebody saved it, hopefully.
It's over, fell. I'm just telling you this right now. I already see the writing on the wall because this basketball team, even if it does get better, this basketball team is not winning a championship this year. This basketball team is going to be fighting to make the playoffs. We might be in the play-in.
I mean, we've seen this team without Giannis. They're horrible. I mean, horrible. And even when they're back, they have a hard time beating teams like the Wizards, who are also horrible. So we know Giannis's main objective, which it should be, is to win a second championship. That is his main objective the remainder of his career. And this team is nowhere near championship ready. So if I'm Giannis and I see him scrubbing social media like the relationship never happened. It is panic mode, and you're exactly right.
I said this from the
Enjoy
beginning of the season.
Every single game.
This wasn't a championship year, but it was a chance to show that you were building towards a championship. And without Giannis, you could see what's there. And it doesn't even come close to the top of the league. And with Giannis, they're probably a playoff-ish team, maybe a play-in team.
Make an appearance.
But what happens when they make the appearance on his resume is four straight first-round exits, if that happens to be the case. Because believe it or not, they've lost the last three first-round appearances in the NBA playoffs. So I hate it. It sucks. It sucks that they suck. It sucks that Miles Turner is not providing what everyone would have hoped from a win-loss standpoint.
Yeah.
Kyle Kuzma was the worst trade in the entire world. And Whoa. Then on top of it, Chris Middleton doing what he did last night, hitting big shots late against the Bucks, kind of hurt the heart to see.
Yeah, the ride may be over. And again, I'm in the mindset of cherish the moment. I understand what the writing on the wall is saying. I understand that Giannis is going to be leaving the Milwaukee Bucks like that. I mean, we can't blame him. We cannot. Giannis gave everything to this city. He gave everything to this team. And unfortunately, we just have not been able to build a championship team around him. And we're not going to get back over the hump. And now the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be the Milwaukee Bucks of our childhood, which is going to be middle of the road and a bad team. And hopefully when you trade them, you get anything and everything you can.
Yeah, what's crazy is, you know, Giannis has only advanced past the opening round four times in his career. Only four times. That was just from 2018 to 2021. Yeah, that's the only time he's done it. The 2021-2022 season. He deserves better. I mean, he really does. I know like there's been a lot of upheaval. And before that, it was sort of building toward a championship team. But man, I mean, Giannis is a no doubt top 20 player in NBA history, in my opinion. And he's no doubt still a top 5 player in the entire NBA today. So he deserves to be on a team that's playing for a championship, that's in the spotlight, that's not fighting to, you know, be in the play-in round. I mean, I can't blame him one second for wanting to be elsewhere if that's the case, and if this is the first sign of doing that, because his greatness deserves a bigger stage, more championships, more success in the playoffs. He's done his part to some degree. There's been injuries, whatever, but it's a sad end potentially. And I'm just trying to enjoy every moment that we got left with him.
800-990-3776. I think that's enough sadness for the Giannis watching the Bucks sort of.
Listen, it is what it is, man.
Let's go to Dale in Oak Creek because he wants to know how the Packers are going to win against the Bears. Go ahead, Dale, on the Carbos Talk of Text line.
Hey, guys. So the Packers won in week 12. So we know that, but now on to week 13. So do you think the Packers can beat the Bears by maybe some more points? And do you think the defense and the offense are going to be good this time? And
Dale, let me answer for you. Yes, they have everything that they have from a team standpoint, to win this football game. Put your worries aside, Dale. Put your worries aside.
They're the better team. The Packers are the better
team. They're 6.5-point favorites. Doesn't mean they're going to win, but for a team...
That's a big gap for a first-place team.
For a team that's in first place. Yeah.
Not just first place in the NFC North. The whole first place of the NFC.
It's one of the biggest point spreads of the weekend. I think there's only like two or three even more than them. So it just goes to show the belief that the odds makers have, I'd say, from a belief in the Bears.
The thing is the odds makers and those who are smart, they watch a lot of football. They don't just watch the Green Bay Packers. They don't watch the Chicago Bears. They watch the entire NFL, and they set the line based off that and, you know, movement that Ben can go into. But that just shows you how bad and fraudulent the Chicago Bears simply are, and it shows you how much better the Green Bay Packers have been. The Green Bay Packers have been a more consistent football team than Chicago Bears have been this entire football season. When you look up and down the stat line, the Packers have not only a good offense, but they also have a very elite defense that goes along with that good offense. The Chicago Bears can't say that. They are a one-trick pony on offense running the ball and a one-trick pony on defense with forcing turnovers. You can't be a one-trick pony and think you're going to win the damn Kentucky Derby.
What's crazy to me, you know, we're evaluating how good these teams are. And obviously, like, you know, here in ESPN, Milwaukee, or, you know, anyone in Chicago, you kind of get lost in your echo chamber. But if we just go to the odds makers, if we go to Potawatomi Sportsbook and look at who the Super Bowl odds are, right? I want you to notice something about where the Bears stand with it, right? So, favorite to win the Super Bowl based on odds, LA Rams, then the Seahawks. Then the Packers. So the Packers are the third favorite to win the Super Bowl based on Potawatomi.
In the entire NFL.
In the entire NFL. Now let's start naming teams that come between the Packers and the Bears. You ready? It might take a minute.
Uh-oh.
The Packers are third. Then the Eagles. Then the Buffalo Bills.
Two.
Denver Broncos.
Three.
New England Patriots.
Four.
Indianapolis Colts.
Five.
Baltimore Ravens.
Six. Six.
Kansas wow. City Chiefs.
Those teams are not playing well.
Detroit Lions.
Eight.
San Francisco 49ers.
Nine.
Houston Texans.
Ten.
Chicago Bears.
So there's 10 so
they're
teams.
They're the
number one seed in the NFC currently.
What is that, 13 or 4? 13 or
14? 14th.
14th best odds.
Go buy it now, people!
14th best odds to win the Super Bowl. That's half. That's half of the whole NFL, basically. And this is supposed to be a 9-3 one seed currently. That just goes to show, not just our belief, like the odds makers, the people who are in this to make money, their belief on the Chicago Bears. Meanwhile, the Packers are third.
I mean, again,
the Detroit Lions?
That tells you everything you need to know about the overall talent of that football team.
I was
going to
say, when we're looking at the playoff picture together, I was like, if the Packers beat the Bears and the Lions beat the Cowboys, they're one game back. Yeah, the Bears
are in trouble. That's why, as Strofe kind of said it before, like this, they have to understand that this ain't over. Like, they got to find a way to win two more football games, but you're going up against a lot of teams that have to win as well.
Over to the KBN Sports Desk with Alex Strofe.
Tim on the text line. Strofe, today's show was funny. Brust, seriously, he is his own intelligence. I taught for 28 years. Brust is a very rare one. He's very smart without a particular memory of useless facts.
Wow. Is that a compliment?
I don't know.
What I can't tell.
Useless facts.
I think if you're a very rare one.
You don't want to be rare. You don't want to be rare in that way. You want to be
good,
rare.
Right?
No, you want to be rare after you've done something
I'm
exceptional.
Different.
Yeah.
Different.
He says very smart.
No.
Without a particular memory of useless facts.
I feels like a compliment.
I don't.
He's saying that he's smart, but he doesn't have the ability to recall useless facts.
He's a smart dumb.
Does that mean he can recall useful facts?
Yeah, yes. I think no, because he can't. Does that mean he's dumb? That just means that's a nice way of calling him dumb by a long-term teacher.
But I'm a very rare one that's very smart.
He's probably gotten very skilled at complimenting students that aren't as smart, right? I mean, it's his job.
You better take it easy over there. Sounds like you're projecting his thoughts as yours.
No. I'm in the Ben Brust smart camp.
Really buying that,
that
one. Yep. That feels really good. Why don't you shut up and tell us? Well, you can't shut up.
You can't shut up and tell us about something.
This is what Tim's saying. Tell us about Bank 5-9.
Oh, I'd love to tell you about Bank 5-9.
I'm a rare one.
They are in the business of making lives better. That's their mission statement. Bank 5-9 is your true local community bank who is all about making lives better. They're making lives better of their customers. You don't just win the prestigious Community Choice Award as Best Bank in the Milwaukee area without making your customers' lives exceedingly better. How about their employees? Top workplace for 16 straight years, but even more so. through charitable giving, volunteerism. They're making the lives better of everybody here in southeastern Wisconsin. It is incredible to see all the ways that they have been able to use their resources, their time, their talents to give to the local area and give back to those who need it most. Bank 59, your go-to place if you want to make your life a little bit better. So visit one of their 14 branch locations or visit them online at bank59.com to learn how about they can make your life better financially. Member FDIC.
On the Carbless Talking text line, I just messaged Tim. Is this a compliment? Because I do want to know where he was heading with that, because I'm confused.
Kind of felt like a compliment.
Shut up, Brad. You're being mean. Ben Johnson doesn't even believe in his quarterback. Listen to him on the other side.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick, on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl. That's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry us. Big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Oh, y'all know what time it is. It's time to upgrade your home. The winter is cold and you don't want to have those cold, old, drafty windows making you have to crank up the heat. That's why I have the perfect solution for you, and that is Universal Windows Direct. They are helping homeowners beat the winter blues with a deal that's all about comfort, saving, and something to look forward to. Right now, when you buy two windows, you get two free with no limit. Whether you're replacing a few or you're doing a full home upgrade, it is a great way to stretch your budget further. Even better, you'll get 0% interest for 60 months. That's 5 years, 0% interest financing, making it one of the most flexible payment plans you will find. I got mine. I'm only paying $63 per month, 0% interest for 5 whole years. Oh, my windows look great, and my budget is even better. So make sure you call Universal Windows Direct today at 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000. Or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Do want to hear from Ben Johnson, the Bears head coach, on their struggling passing game with their guy Caleb Williams in a second here. It's Kyle Bruston Nortman across 94.5 ESPN, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, and of course the ESPN Wisconsin app. Now, Tim had chimed in about something where I couldn't tell if it was a compliment or not towards my intelligence, and I asked, is this a compliment? The original was... Brust, seriously, he is his own intelligence. I taught for 28 years. Brust is a rare one. Very smart without a particular memory of useless facts. He follows it up with, yes, seriously, you are smart as any Wisconsinite. Ha. No, really. I taught at West High, 5 blocks from Camp Randall. I taught kids that were great at everything. Super smart. Math geniuses, etc. But I had kids who were brilliant without science, math, and facts. They went far. The furthest. But you are on the extreme end of the spectrum. Use it to your advantage.
I still don't know that's a compliment.
I don't know either. I'm still confused.
Especially because he said ha.
Yeah, Madison West is a very good public high school out that way. You aren't with the elite of the
Let's go to Tom in Illinois, who's a Packer fan in Bear Country.
How you doing, guys?
What good. Up, Tom?
Hey, I want to thank you for the coverage today. I've been listening to too much of these Bear fans down here. I was being a doubter. Listen to you guys today. I feel so much better going into Sunday.
Oh,
thank you.
Don't
as you should.
Go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're touting this running game and Ben Johnson and their Super Bowl Bears. Super Bowl Shuffle's getting replayed.
Oh, gosh.
They got this. I'm not understanding it.
Yeah, that's a waste of time. But what makes you so special calling in from Chicago?
Yeah, well, I had heard a rumor that this might be an old history teacher of mine.
That is correct.
Oh.
What grade did you...
I can verify that I had been a senior year.
Oh,
senior
wow.
Senior year.
So you must have passed him too, right? Like, he had to. The kid got into Stanford. There's no, so you're just giving out A's down there, huh?
Well... My final exam was full of useless facts, and he knew most of them.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So
what happened?
I didn't retain them.
What history do you teach?
Well, I taught Ben in an elective on the Civil War. So just Civil War.
Ben doesn't know anything about the Civil War.
Ben, what years did the Civil War take place?
I mean,
this is breaking my heart.
I think I was going way too far back. The Civil War was like 1950.
Oh,
okay, no, I was gonna say that. No, bro,
your dad was born in 1950.
Your dad fought 1840.
It's just still too early. Did your dad fight for the Yankees? Did he fight for the Union Army? Or did he fight for the Confederates? Was he a Confederate soldier, Ben? Don't let me find that out. Your dad was fighting to keep slavery in his way of life.
Tom, can I just ask Tom?
Wow.
What year were you born?
Was I born?
Yeah.
1972.
Okay, so you think your history, your teacher teaching you about the Civil War was born
22 years? In
22 years after it started?
19? Like, that is dumb. You said 9. I said, come on, let me finish that. Let me see where you're going with that one.
1840.
No, that's too early.
Too early now.
Too early. Jesus, you don't know. You're just throwing numbers out there.
Dude, I studied for when I had to get an A in his class.
It doesn't matter. This is just basic U.S. history. Like, literally, our country was about to divide.
War.
The South succeeded from the North. We were separated. This is a huge turning point in our country. And you have no idea when it started. You literally said 1950. Bro, what? Do you know what they were fighting for? 1950?
Thank you, Tom, for the call.
No, Tom, stop. Matter of fact, Tom, I hope you're still teaching when my children come so I know it's an easy A. My goodness.
He said we made him feel better about the Packers, and that what's most important here.
Well, look at this.
Now you made him feel bad about his career.
19.
No, he's got to be proud of where I am today.
Well, how?
Against all odds.
You just said the Civil War started.
The fact you said 9 anything is egregious. Just egregious. You thought they was driving cars during the Civil War, dropping bombs? Dude, you said after World War II. 19.
I got nothing to say, Kyle.
Bro.
It was an accident.
Wow.
Gosh.
No, but as soon as I said it, I knew it was wrong.
No, you didn't. He said nine. I said, wait, 9 what? And you said 50.
You egged me on. I take cues from the crowd.
There should be no human being on this earth that should be able to egg you on to say the Civil War ended in 1950. There should be nobody.
It was civil rights.
The Civil Rights didn't end in 1950 either. What are you saying?
When was it?
The Civil Rights Act was passed in 1964 was the first Civil Rights Act, so you're still wrong on that one.
I'm not good at history.
I'm crying.
No, that's not being good. That's just being dumb. Like, that's flat out stupid. I promise you, there won't be one fifth grader that says that.
I don't know about that.
They know it had to be an 18-something.
I don't know what you want me to do here.
I don't know, man. This is bad.
That was remarkable.
This is bad. I didn't think Brad set you up that bad.
I thought it was like a pretty softball, right? Like, your teacher would be proud.
Who was the president?
Abe Lincoln.
Oh, okay. So Abe Lincoln in 1950 was alive.
Yeah, I know. I'm putting it all together in my head. We're focused on Packers Bears. I'm not thinking about history.
Dude, you shouldn't have to think. Like, I understand if you didn't get the dates right, but 1950 is just... That's way off, man. Way off. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Strofe, thanks for having my teacher on.
Yeah, no problem.
Elective on Civil War.
That was terrific.
No, I don't know if it is.
You had no hope outside of basketball. You know what? Here's the thing about Ben Bruss. When he gets locked in on something, he is, obsessively on it.
I need to obsess about history.
No, too late. Just don't teach your daughter.
Are you ever gonna read a book?
You should not teach your daughter. Let your wife do it when she brings homework home. No, because you're gonna have her put night. When she said, my dad helped me, they're gonna say, you are a liar. I'm gonna call you. First, you put 1950 on here for the Civil War, and then you lied and said your dad told you that? Wait till I call Mr. Bruss.
I need Brad to tell us about Lifetime Home Services while I reevaluate my life.
Okay. Well, If you need to reevaluate your house, whatever it is, that project, that service that needs to get done, I will bet you that Lifetime Home Services can take advantage of it and make it useful and make it so that it gets conquered for you. Their menu of services, it's exhaustive. It's unbelievable. Whatever that project is, try them. Just try calling and going on the website. I bet you they are able to take care of it because their range is massive. For me, it was custom closets. We just had our custom closet redone for baby Will. Now his room is complete and it is perfect, ready for him to sleep in and enjoy. And whatever it is for you to make your house safer and better looking, epoxy floors, full home renovations, could be HVAC, radon safety, cabinetry, organization, whatever it is, Lifetime Home Services has a solution for you. For over 30 years, families just like ours have trusted Lifetime Home Services to make their home safer and better looking. Trusted solutions with lifetime results. Schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
Petey Pablo chimes in. Yes, Abe Lincoln and Babe Ruth ran the crap out of the New York Yankees back in the day. We hear from Ben Johnson about his quarterback that he doesn't believe in. This time for real. No teachers of mine can call in. Next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Kayla Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
In prizes is rolling into Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's Arctic action. Want in? Earn entries with your rewards card in December through the 18th. Show up for the Thursday drawings. Be ready for a chance to pick from the weekly wheel prize board. And as a bonus, there will be a jackpot drawing for the leftover prizes. Wrap up your year with Arctic action at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Let's hear from Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Chicago Bears, who's laying out their own problems in front of our very eyes, which we all know about, and that's Caleb Williams and their passing game.
We got to fundamentally be correct. The primary receiver, when he's open, we want to make sure we hit him. And then all of our pass catchers, we just harped on it today. We need to be more disciplined in our route detail. It's not where it needs to be. Our depth's not proper all the time. Our steps isn't. And so everybody's got a role to play to get this pass game cleaned up. It's not where it needs to be. We're winning in spite of our passing game, not because of it. And none of us are pleased with that right now.
Winning in spite of the passing game from Ben Johnson. It's Kyle Bruston-Norton with you till 5 o'clock. Look, I've gotten to the point where it's already Tuesday and like the Packers just need to handle business. Like they need to take this 9-3 team that has all these one score games and the turnover margin that they have with only a running game and put it to rest. They need to show up and keep playing the complimentary football that they have the last couple weeks and put that into motion in a big game. It is a big game, and we'll name the game later in the week, but I don't believe in this Bears team. And Bears fans, as we've talked about, still have this trepidation where like they can't jump in to this week because they truly don't believe.
Well, they've watched them all year.
And you're even hearing doubts from Ben Johnson, and you know, he's the offensive guy, right? I mean, it's one thing to establish a running game when I think they got like three guys in free agency on the offensive line to like shore that up. So, I mean, it's an easier fix to change the running game for the Chicago Bears. And honestly, the running game for the Chicago Bears was never that bad. They tried to get better offensive linemen, which they did. We have a good offensive line. And they're running the ball effectively. But I thought Ben Johnson was known as the guy who can take any quarterback and make him look great, right? Offensive brilliance, particularly in the passing game. Now, I think we can appreciate that Jared Goff is a much better quarterback than Caleb Williams, but the things that he's talking about, like hitting your number one wide receiver and making sure that wide receivers are in the right place where they should be, it's pretty basic stuff. That's pretty elementary stuff. I'm shocked that it's week 13 or 14, whatever week it is, and they haven't been able to fix it. It's something that
That was year one of Jordan Love starting stuff.
Yes.
Not year two, last year of running the wrong route.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But
it's hard for them to fix.
It's going to be hard for them to fix. And I think he understands. That's why, you know, to be honest, the passing game is bad, and the coach knows he has no choice but to run the football, and they do it at a very, very good rate. And so the Chicago Bears have an issue, and they have a problem that this is not a sustainable way to win football games. In order to win football games by running the football at the rate that they do, you have to have an elite defense, and that is something they do not have, because when you play really good football teams and everything gets tighter, and you're playing quarterbacks like Jordan Love. You're going to play quarterbacks like a Matthew Stafford in the playoffs. Those are the type of quarterbacks that aren't going to just give you too many turnovers, and that's when you run into issues. And so he understands going into this game that this football team has been able to skate by winning all their games by less than 10 points or less. They understand that they have to play as perfect of football as possible in order for them to win these games. And I give them a lot of credit for sneaking it out, but their luck is going to run out, and it's going to begin on Sunday.
Yeah. This head coaching matchup is intriguing, not because of the presser from Ben Johnson saying when he was on the Lions he enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur, whatever, to the fact that Brad Nortman is talking about this turnover margin that the Bears have. And the way that the game plays out, if you told him that there was zero interceptions, zero fumbles, 90% of his brain would say that the Packers won that game. But I don't want it to be vanilla, stale, run the ball with Josh Jacobs only in like go back to where you were. They need to be building on what they have despite that turnover margin. I think they just need to focus on them. I don't want to see Matt LaFleur after putting the display of out Dan Campbell to, all right, we'll just play conservative and make this a tighter, low scoring game. Like I want to see them continue to evolve towards building a championship level team, not playing to the opponent, so
yeah,
to speak.
And I'm right there with you when it comes to that, because the way they played on Thanksgiving, it's reflective of a championship level team, right? And I think that this game against the Bears is a huge game, right? Critical. All the not must win, but it's a pretty important game. But that's not the only goal that the Green Bay Packers have this year, right? Like, we know that they have championship standards and expectations. So in order to actually be a threat in the playoffs, the way they played on Thanksgiving is how they're going to have to play. Jordan Love's going to have to play at an MVP-type level. Micah Parsons is going to have to play like a defensive player of the year-type level, which they both have been. And everyone's going to have to raise their standard, balanced, aggressive, not conservative, but more going for it. That's what wins in today's NFL. So I agree that I don't want to see the Packers take a step back from playing that kind of football, because that's the football you're going to need in the playoffs. However, for me, Jordan Love still has those, let's call it, it used to be like 5 or 6 plays a game where you're like, whoa, that's not very good. We don't want to do that. Let's eradicate that. Now it's like 1 or 2, and maybe not in every game. There's like 1 or 2 plays where you're like, woo, that was a little bit of a risky play. Most of the time it hasn't come back to bite him, and I think that's because he's more accurate and making better decisions. I would just love for Matt LaFleur to say, let's take those 1 to 2 throws that are maybe slightly higher chance of turnover. Let's just not do them this week. Let's just not do them. And make it so that the Bears have to beat the Packers, not that we just give them the game. Because I think that's the case. I think the Packers win this handily.
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway we should be having from this game on Thursday against the Detroit Lions is the fact that Matt LaFleur, he challenged his team offensively, right? He said, we're going to be aggressive, we're going to take chances, and I'm going to need you all to execute. And they rose to the occasion, and that exactly is what they did. They responded in the way that you want an elite championship football team to respond. To me, this game on Thursday wasn't just about beating the Detroit Lions. It turned out to be a game where the Green Bay Packers found themselves. I think they found an offensive identity. I believe that if this is the way Matt LaFleur goes, and I'm not talking about 4th and 3 all the time from the 50 or whatever he did at the end of the game, which was crazy, but it worked out. I'm talking about simply just applying pressure to other teams. When you go into a game like the Packers did against the Lions, you know that the Lions are going to go for it on 4th downs. So what you know with that is we need to maximize every single opportunity. We need to make sure that our defense is executing, our defense is locked in as possible, because they're going to have to play 4-down territory from the own from the opposing team's own 40 sometimes, right? And so I believe that Matt LaFleur finally found something in this offense. And you look at the posts after the game and the guys at the locker even this week, they found themselves and they found confidence. They truly do believe in the fact that if we play at this level, we can't be beaten by very many football teams in the NFL. And so I believe the Green Bay Packers should biggest takeaway from Thursday should be the fact that they have confidence in themselves, that they can excel at any level against any team, and they should take that level of confidence against the Chicago Bears on Sunday.
One thing that keeps popping up on the Carbless Talk and Text Line is a couple people calling Kyle out for saying that this Packers team is consistent. And before the Vikings game, the word inconsistency would come up a lot. I think
I was thinking more of the defense, I thought.
You've kind of talked about them, even the offense.
And also, just overall as a football team, as a the Green Bay Packers have been a consistent team. The offense has definitely been inconsistent throughout the year. The defense has been very, very consistent. But overall, under Matt LaFleur, this has been a consistent football team where they win a lot of football games. They compete week in and week out.
But the way the game plays out, that's the consistency issue where, I think they've moved past the last 2 weeks. It'd be hard for me to put the word consistent next to this team until they do it. If they beat three straight divisional opponents, I'll be like, yes.
That would be remarkable,
You're playing consistent, good football at the right time heading into the back half of the season where your schedule's tougher and you have a chance to put yourself at the top of the division and get a home playoff game. If they beat the Bears, I'm willing to put the consistent term next to it. If you want to do it now, that's fine. I'm just saying where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I mean, consistent. The Packers' grand narrative has been consistent, right? They're making playoffs every year. You've got good quarterback play, generally speaking. And the defense has been good this year. I think when it comes to the Packers, it's just that they've been consistent at the end of these seasons, right? Carathon, I'm going back to that. But they figure it out come November, December, where they're playing their best football.
Except
that's been the case
last year. The Vikings game was putrid. And that led to a bad game, despite it not meaning much against the Bears. You lost your last three games.
That's true.
They continue to elevate themselves. So I guess when I look at this overall, the last 3 years, seeing them consistently grow, right? Consistently be a competitive football team. Consistently finding ways to win. Consistently making the playoffs. That is what I'm talking about with level of consistency overall. We can nitpick and look at the offense has not been the way that we want them to be. They've been up, they've been down a little bit. But overall, the football team, to me, is still a consistent team that has found a way to win a lot of football games. And the record shows for it itself.
It's going to be a frigid one outside. You got to make sure you can move around. Am I right?
That's right. I mean, if you think that being inside, maybe in your car, you feel that pain, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, your back. Outside now when it's cold, it's even worse. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine and will give you back your life and take away that joint pain that you are feeling. 2025 might have been a year dictated by pain in your body, but 2026 can be a year with a whole new you. All you got to do is go to QC Kinetics, get your absolutely free consultation, let them diagnose you, put you on a personal path to a pain-free life, and explain to you and show you how they can use cellular treatments to give you your life back, heal that joint pain that you're feeling, take away that pain, no surgery, no pain pills, no long recovery, just your body remembering how to feel good again. You're going to wish you did it this time last year, so don't let this be one of those New Year's resolutions that goes by the wayside. Make this a year that you take control of the pain in your life and make 2026 your best year yet. You can do that with QC Kinetics. Your healing is within reach. Call for your absolutely free and no obligation free consultation at QC Kinetics today at 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298. 414-240-2298.
Professor Big Daddy J.A. John Anderson of ESPN Sports Center and now teaching at the University of Missouri joins us next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
You said, I'm really down in the dumps. Nobody gave me a compliment in my new sweater. We're gassing you up, handsome. You go, king.
Look at that. King.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Buying a home is one of the biggest moves you'll ever make. And if you're making a move like that, I want you to have a team behind you that knows what they are doing and they actually care. That's why when you're ready, you need to speak with my friends at Citizens Bank. From the pre-approval process, even the closing, and even after you get your keys, they will make every step of the way so easy. They won't give you any runaround. And understand how stressful it is buying a new home, whether it's your first home or you're looking to buy another home or refinance a home. You want to have somebody who can help you. You want to have somebody who you don't feel afraid to call and ask questions. That's what they do. They make that process as stress-free as possible so you can get inside of your dream home. And what I love about them is you get to work with somebody in person or you can do an application online. You have options when you work with Citizens Bank. So whether you're buying, refinancing, or just starting to dream, check out citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank. citizensbankwi.bank. That is banking when you belong with Citizens Bank.
Joining us now on Kyle Brustin Ortman before the Homer Hour is Professor Big Daddy J.A. John Anderson. What's going on, John?
Nothing, man. We just we ran through a little snow the other day, and we've got some frigid temperatures. And if I was within 100 miles of Rib Mountain, I'd swear I was back home.
I think that might land with older people. Did you guys get that?
Rib Mountain. What's Rib Mountain?
Rib Mountain.
None of you know what Rib Mountain is?
No.
Granite State Park or whatever?
Yeah. It's the State Park of Wausau, the ski hill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know anything about it.
I'm not trying to claim
you guys sound more and more like fraudulent Wisconsinites than what I love.
I'm sorry, I haven't spent a lot of time in Wausau.
Yeah. This guy hasn't lived here in how long, and he's making references.
Dude, he's got a lot of age on us, man.
Time out. No. You're saying that you need to be age or living somewhere to determine whether or not you remember what a mountain is or whatever it is?
I would say Rib Mountain is a pretty just Wisconsin reference.
Bro, I guarantee you can go up and down these MPS schools, they don't know what the hell Rib Mountain is. I don't know what that is.
I tried to help.
I don't know what that is.
I feel bad that I didn't mean to light the wick on that one. Sorry, fellas.
Yeah, way to go. Now we're going to be talking about Rib Mountain.
I'm going to Google it.
I'm not going to lie, John. The feeling that I get is Bears fans are not able to jump all the way in because they truly don't believe in their team that they can beat the Packers. Do you agree with that statement?
You know, the ones I've run in here all think that it's a done deal, that they can, that they're full. They are completely – because we've got a fairly good number of transplants, and then we've got a bunch of kids that don't know anything, except they.
That's
think
your job.
I've asked a lot of them. I'm like, dude, I have yet to see the "We're in first place on December 1st" T-shirt that they sell anywhere. Maybe those are online. I have not seen one yet, so I don't know where to get those, but. No, I feel like they are all like, we can beat anybody right now. Like they're shocked that right up until the Eagles game, and now they're full on. They're like, oh, well, we beat the Eagles. We're deserving the number one seed for sure. The Packers will go down easy, and they have just adopted the role of favorite seamlessly. Like this is like none of the last 20 years has happened to them. So we will see what comes of it.
John, do you know when it comes to Oz or Potawatomi Sportsbook, where the Chicago Bears rank in odds for Super Bowl favorites right now, as they're the number one team in the NFC?
Are they? No.
Do you know where they rank? Do you think they rank top five or top 10?
Oh, top 10. I don't think they're top five.
They're number 14. The Green Bay Packers are number three, and they are number 14. That shows you that Potawatomi has no trust, nobody has trust in the Chicago Bears football team, because granted they beat the Philadelphia Eagles, there's still so much more they have to prove with that very bad defense that they have, that you take away the turnovers, which you can't. They're bad defense, very bad.
No, but getting the ball from the other team, getting other possessions, that makes up for a lot of it. They're certainly more formidable. And they have what other teams, and you guys, since you all played, know what that how powerful can be is, man, we just get confidence, you believe, that goes such a long way, right? Do I think they're as talented as the Packers? No, but you walk in there and you think, wow, we can hang in there. That's half the battle, is that you come off the bus thinking, all right, we're going to give them a game, and even where they believe like they should win the game. And, you know, they don't have to think, if this happens and this happens and then, you know, Rodgers' arm falls off, then we got a chance, right? They just think they can go out and win the fight straight up. And that, to me, that's a powerful thing in sports. And that's the thing, more than anything, you got to kind of knock out of them.
Real quick, John, everyone's on Team John and Team Strofe. A lot of Carbless Talk and Text Line and YouTube saying not knowing Rib Mountain is really bad.
I've driven past it a bunch, never heard it, never knew his name, Rib Mountain.
I don't think I've ever,
going up north.
Yeah, I don't go up north.
John, so the Bears lead the NFL in turnover margin by a wide margin, plus 17. Yeah. And they've won every game that they won the turnover margin. They've lost every game that they've lost it, if you include turnovers on downs. Are you in my camp where maybe Matt LaFleur should draw up a slightly more conservative game plan, even though they've been cooking when he's been more aggressive, thinking back on Thanksgiving? I think he should be a little bit more conservative to maybe not risk turning the ball over, just given this defense they're going up against.
Well, like the stat you make, I bet is pretty close to universal. I often wonder why we need 3-hour pregame shows when you go, you know what, if you run the ball and stop the run and turn it over less than the other guy, you're going to win. But then you still got 2 hours and 58 minutes to fill on pregame shows. So I think what you lay out is probably universal. I am very much of the belief, actually, the opposite. Do what we do best. Whatever whether that is shoot the three or run fast breaks or pound it between the tackles or throw it in the West Coast offense, I want to do what I do best. And if I do it really well in football, because, you know, the way it lays out, if I do it better than you, even if you know it's coming for the most part, I don't know that you can necessarily stop it. So I'm very much of the I'm kind of the opposite of that. Sorry, I'd be like, no, if conservative is what we do and that's how we win, by running it 50 and throwing it 8, that's fine. But I don't think that's what the Packers are at their best. Although I think when they run it, certainly they're the better. That's how they base everything. But no, I wouldn't pull anything in just because I'm worried that the other team might pick one off. That's at the risk every time you go back. I do what I do best.
Team John
right now is still run Jacobs and then throw to Watson as much as possible.
He convinced me against my own opinion.
There you go. We needed that.
That's pretty good.
The NFL guy who did all the number crunching turns from John Anderson. John and Homer up next in 2 minutes. Sports and bands are a perfect blend. KBN's the show that never ends.